We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS, Steve at 10 in the morning, 6:47 here on this Monday. Three big things. 59-year-old retired firefighter arrested for threatening to kidnap and kill Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple.
Two.
Early voting begins today in Sedgwick County.
One.
Trump and Biden on the campaign trail, 15 days until Election Day. Three big things, Steve at 10 on KNSS.
This morning in traffic volume starting to pick up, starting to see some heavier traffic in places. Right now, I-135 between 1st and 2nd Street and the 8th and 9th Street exits there. Some fairly heavy traffic right along there. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 53 degrees. Sunday's high was 57, so we're going to be cooler today than we were yesterday. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 42. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain or drizzle and a high of 56 degrees. Now cloudy, we have an east wind at 10 miles per hour and 44 degrees. 6:48, Steve and Ted, and some breaking news last Friday. Economic news I want to share with you this morning, just in case you missed it. Preliminary estimates reported by the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 5.9% in September for the state of Kansas, 5.9. Now, that was a decrease from 6.9% in August and an increase from 3.1% in September of 2019. Of course, last year, we were having a really, really strong employment figures with between 3 and 4% unemployment rate across the state, but this year is a different story with the virus. Anyway, September, 5.9%, and it seems to be edging in the right direction. And Amazon announced plans to open two new fulfillment centers in Kansas. They're anticipated to launch in 2021, will together create over 1,000 new full-time jobs with industry-leading pay and comprehensive benefits starting on day one. Both of those new 1 million square foot facilities located in Kansas City, Kansas, and at 7130 North Broadway in Park City, Amazon Associates will work to pick, pack, and ship bulky or larger-sized customer items such as patio furniture, outdoor equipment, or rugs. And they're going to they've also got, in addition to those two facilities, Amazon also plans to open a new delivery station in Wichita, which is expected to launch later in 2020. So Amazon has come to Kansas and indeed to our part of the state here in South Central Kansas. Some good news there. Some jobs in the coming year opening up here in the area. Stocks ended the session mixed Friday as retail sales came on strong.
A strong retail sales number giving a lift to stocks, but the major averages ended the day mixed, with the Dow snapping a three-day losing streak up 112 points, the S&P up fractionally, and the Nasdaq lower by 42. Investors were buoyed by news that Pfizer could apply for emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine as early as November. The headline offsetting worries about the continuing stimulus stalemate and making healthcare stocks the winning sector of the session. Meanwhile, industrials Boeing and Caterpillar were the two big winners on the Dow. Boeing shares boosted after Europe's aviation regulator said the 737 MAX could be safe to fly once again. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
6:51 now, Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS. Should I take that early retirement? Here's Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. We see it periodically. A large company needs to cut back on their payroll, and they offer a lump sum incentive to targeted workers if they retire now. The ones who are targeted are often higher salaried workers with skills that the company believes they can replace with younger, less expensive workers. If you're offered a chunk of cash to retire early, should you? Well, you know what I'll say next. It depends. Sit down with your certified financial planner professional to help you scratch out a plan. The actual math is critically important, but there are many other factors to consider. Adding the severance offer with your other assets, will you be able to retire comfortably? Your CFP can help you by totaling your assets compared to a reasonable time horizon. Factoring in how much your nest egg could grow through investment, inflation, and taxes are other factors to consider. The wild card may be healthcare costs. Once you reach Medicare qualifying age of 65, healthcare may be more stable. If you're retiring early, it is nearly impossible to know how much these costs will go up. Cushion your estimates for healthcare cost inflation. Some companies may offer gap insurance that will cover you from when you retire to age 65. Just make sure that you understand how much you'll be required to pay for that. Your company may throw a big lump sum number at you with hopes that you'll take advantage of that and retire. Getting $80,000 to $100,000 sounds like a large amount of money, but is it enough to cover for the years you'll have no paycheck? How much will that be worth after taxes? Another thing to consider is your age. You may be in your 50s. Are you really ready to retire right now? If you're expecting to run out and get another job at the same pay scale, think that one through. Remember, the one reason that your company may be offering to buy you out is because of your high salary. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
All right. All of that good advice, Don. One other thing to think about from experience is, where is that company right now if they're offering you to buy out?
Yeah.
Are they on the sales? Are they up for sale? Is something going to happen? Going to be a big change? Maybe it's a good idea to get out of there and try something else.
One other
factor for those of us who have been laid off before, just a voice of experience there. Thank you, Don. National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day.
Really?
Encourages everyone to take time to organize their virtual desktop. The observance, remember when your computer was new and the desktop was clean and organized? The trash file was empty. The only files on the computer were the ones the manufacturer created. No viruses, no documents. And your computer was fast, too. You were ready to create, design, and program. Let's look at this one in front of me. I bet you there's a lot of stuff we could take off of the old desktop here.
Yeah, it actually pains me to look at the desktop over there on your computer. I keep mine pristine all the time.
This computer is not just mine.
Right.
And other people are on it, but I don't think that many. I think I could pretty trash about 80%
well,
of this stuff.
Well, if you look at the desktop here on mine, if I close out all these windows I have open, you notice there's just like one row.
Bare necessity.
Yeah, you know? Bare necessities. This I consider way too cluttered for even a computer that has more than one person working on it. Mine at home has about four.
Yeah, I like how I have a few shortcuts on mine so I can get to them quick.
Yeah, there's a thing called a start menu. You can put all sorts of things in the start menu and find it. You don't have to have it all on the desktop.
That's so. Right. You could just clean up your best desktop today. I may do some of that while we're on the air this morning. As sure as I do, I'll eliminate something I really wanted to keep.
Yeah, and then I'll have to rebuild
You'll
it for you.
You'll have to rebuild the whole thing. Yeah. There you go. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up here in just minutes at 7 o'clock, we're going to look at all the news with Steve and Ted. The presidential campaigns are reaching their final days. Things are picking up a little bit. We've got the story on the way. Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.